Well, man, we are here. It is now the time of year that we have been waiting for. Revenge Oween officially has begun. We are in Orlando, Florida, not for HHN, not yet. We're actually coming back to Orlando in just a couple of weeks. First trip here was primarily centered around a event that was to benefit Give Kids the World. So let me just give a good shout out to the Diz Unplugged, the Give Kids the World team, all the volunteers that helped make this event amazing. The content that we gathered from the convention will be coming out periodically, probably throughout September and October, as we are primarily going to be focused on Halloween stuff, but some real Disney legends have attended this event, and it really was something special. We got a lot of great conversations and interviews to bring to you guys on the tribute show. But this is, of course, haunt season, but it is very much related because I'm at the Contemporary Resort right now, a 5-minute walk from the Magic Kingdom, where we will be tonight to bring you the Boo Bash event. Now, some of our team tomorrow will be doing the Oogie Boogie Bash. So there should be some kind of an episode about Oogie Boogie Bash again this year as it returns. But really, the biggest thing tonight is this Orlando Disney Halloween party, which has gained a lot of, I don't want to use the word controversy because that's not necessarily fair, but between whether or not it's an after-hours event or a Halloween party, traditionally Halloween party, full-scale, like something like the Oogie Boogie Bash, you know, at least on paper seems like it's going to be. Given the situation, you know, different events are doing different precautionary measures, and Disney felt that this was the move to make here in Orlando. The reviews have been mixed of this event. We're going to have fun. If nothing else, the ride times are minimal, but the ride times are minimal, like, right now, today, on a Friday. So, hands up in the air, man. I don't know fully what to expect. I know they have a Halloween, several different Halloween cavalcades that we will mix in. The trick-or-treat trails are still very much around. The music, there are some character encounters, and we will, you know, really just see what there is to see with the event tonight. I am excited to, you know, that there is a actual event tonight, as, you know, without a whole lot of certainty as to if there was even going to be one, as things, you know, were looking really good, and then, you know, just took kind of a massive turn for the worse not too long ago. And the numbers in Florida have not been wonderful. But the events are still happening across the board. On this show, we're doing Oogie Boogie Bash. This weekend, we are doing also Hollow Scream. So that'll be a different episode on this haunt season as well. But so what you can expect on this one is kind of almost a blend between what would be a traditional theme park tribute show coverage with ride-throughs and, just kind of park ambiance. But it's going to have a fun Halloween feel to it. So we're excited to check things out. We'll be going in shortly. The party hasn't officially started yet, but the first ride we're gonna do is the People Mover coming up here. Getting ready to go on it.
Look at that. and it hurt me, and it cost me something.
say when you meet a ghost?
What?
How do you boo?
Boo to you and 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 you.
Hey!
What?
Why can't a ghost tell a lie?
Why?
Because you can see right through him.
Yet? Oh, yes, you should. They're giving out lots of candy. Us ghosts like candy, too, if you have any extras. Has anyone gotten any candy yet? Not yet. Oh, I hear they have some of those chocolate candies with the hard shells. What do you call them?
I didn't.
M&M's.
Oh, M&M's. Oh, I thought it was WWs. Oh, M&M's, yes. Do they have the kind with the peanuts in them?
Yeah.
Oh, those are my favorite. Yes. They're more like a meal, you know. Yes. Yes. Oh, no. Did that come out of me? Oh, no, it's the fog plants again. Yes, they're blooming early this year, you know. All the humidity. Yes. We have a good crop, I think, this year. Yes, Mr. Gracie's taking good care of the mansion. It's falling, you know, falling apart, like many of the ghosts. We decompose at a rapid rate. Enjoy your living while you can. Once you die, it just goes on and on and on and on. Kind of like a line. Oh, well. Is anyone in costumes? It's hard for me to see. Yeah. Oh, yes, over there. Oh, hello. Oh, look, there's a rabbit. Oh, hello there. Yes. And you've got lighty up ears. Something in
here.
It's a what?
I have no words at the moment.
Oh, you're a parrot. How nice. Oh, would you like a cracker? Of course. I don't know why they like crackers so much. Much salt. Yeah. Ah, well. Ah, yes. Halloween. We do enjoy it around here, you know. So much so that we started in the...
Thank you.
last thing that we're going to get to do tonight to close out the evening is Haunted Mansion.
With the oil of decay and the scrubbing of the bunions and everything. I'll tell you what. Mr. Gracie has us working our fingers to the bone, which is not hard to do around here, you know.
Yes.
He's got us making the mansion full of cobwebs, so it was suitably gloomy for all of you. Wait, did you take a tour through the mansion recently? No, not yet. Oh, all right. Has anyone gone through the mansion yet? Yeah, all right. Were there enough cobwebs?
There were a lot. Yeah, it was good.
There's quite a few.
There were a lot. Yes, yes. I thought we could use a bit more. I told Mr. Gracie. I said we should have more cobwebs. So he called the Spider-Man, and he came by and dropped off a few. I said you should bring more, but he can't. He's too far from home. Oh, someone's from laughing over there. There he is. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I wanted to welcome you all. Yes, because it's of course, the Boo Bash, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone's celebrating Halloween! Oh, yes, everyone loves Halloween. Until about November 1st, and then it's all about the fat guy.
Nightmare before Labor Day.
Oh, now Madame Renata will be out here shortly. I know you all want to meet her.
She's the pretty one.
Lovely times here with all of you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it appears we are about to be visited by the most famous spirit of all here at the mansion, Lady Renata!
Thank you.
Right this way, Lady Renata.
Thank you.
I've got your bench ready for
Would
you.
Would you warm it up for me?
Sure, there we go.
Okay, that's it. We'll be nice and warm.
Oh, yes. As warm as anything can be here at the mansion, you know.
Oh, yes. Dead.
Yes.
Oh,
there she goes.
Okay, hold on. When I said don't worry, there won't be a 3.5 earthquake. It's just me.
Yeah, right. There she goes.
You can laugh. It's all right, sir. He's laughing. It fits.
There you go.
I was afraid it wasn't going to fit tonight.
Oh, no, madam.
Yes, I was having a little too many chocolate-covered worms.
Oh!
Protein.
Oh, they've got the new crop in, yes?
Oh, yeah. They taste like chicken. I remember that when I was alive, lady.
Yes.
Excuse me, Broom. I see you brought your ghost gas with you this evening.
Yes. Yes.
Do you like that much?
Well, that's what happens. I'm decomposing at a rapid rate, you know?
I know.
Yes.
You're going to tell me again.
Yes, I might have to borrow one of these people's bodies later on.
Well, you know...
Perhaps the pirate back over there.
Well, that would be a good fit. Yes. Same height, same round, beautiful face. With you cheeks, I could just kiss them. I don't know, sir.
No.
So, Broom, tell me about your friends, because I just came in like the wind and just whirled.
Well, this is Raleigh down here. I think she's in charge.
Raleigh, I dressed.
Yes.
Hello, Raleigh. How old are you? You look so young to be in charge.
Five.
Oh, I'm seven.
Oh, good. I'm 707. No, I won't tell my age. I promise y'all I will not. Well, what are you in kindergarten, first grade? How old would it be? Seven? No, you're seven, she's five.
She's five.
That would be kindergarten.
Ooh, yes.
Our favorite grade.
Oh, yes.
I loved it.
Lots of coloring.
Oh, I colored apple red.
Oh, yes.
Lady, I'm so smart. You're probably wondering, Riley says, what's her story? Am I right? Is that what you want to know, my story? Oh, I could tell her. I'm all night.
Oh, yes.
I think she's probably too young for us to tell my real story.
Oh, yes. You have to tell the edited version.
No, go ahead. You start. I'll just add on. If you like. Well, Riley, I live here and I died here. Don't get nervous, though, all right? And I love nursery rhymes.
Oh, really?
I know. I mean, what I learned when I was your age. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and bumped his crown.
Oh, dear.
And Jill got a million $1,000 from the insurance.
No. I don't think that's how it goes, madam.
That's how I live.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, how does it
go? That's why they don't let you go to that kindergarten anymore.
I make up stories, you know. Oh, it's so fun getting to know people. You know what's the most important thing this evening?
What's that, madam?
To find somebody to dance with me all night. Take it out there, any foolish mortals that dare to dance and mingle with me, Renata.
Perhaps this one in the large hat over here.
Let me swing this way. Well, you do all it. You're my everything man.
That is a large hat you have.
A lot of brains to be put in there.
Does your head fill that entire thing? Wait, almost.
Must be, what is that? Magician, there's the word.
Oh,
when
yeah.
Dead, they escape you.
Yes, you'd pull out a whole bevy of bunnies out of that, wouldn't you?
I'd like to see it.
Madame Renata.
Yes.
I forgot to tell you, your sister, Madame Carlotta,
yes?
was here earlier.
Get out of here.
You would not believe the things she was saying
well,
about
you. Tell me, I'm dying to hear.
that is going to wrap things up here from Boobash, but I gotta say, man, the party itself, the only major complaint that I really have is that it was too short. It was only 3 hours, and it made it hard to get everything done that we wanted to get done, but we did get it done. We saw all the parades, the cadaver dance, the characters. It was just, it felt like a marathon to do it, but we were able to do it, and it was fun. It was a good time. It was a good way to ease in to Halloween, and I am glad that we did it. So we will continue along. There's a ton of Disney content this Halloween season still to come, but I hope you enjoyed coming along here for the prologue of Haunt Season here with Boobash. Thanks, everybody. Stay spooky.